Howdy, neighbors. I'm Ron Hayes, and we're glad to have you along with us today. Our special audio coverage here on the OklahomaFarmReport.com and the Blue Green Gazette of the National FFA Convention 2010, brought to you in part by the folks from the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and the Oklahoma FFA Association. The 2010 convention, very successful once again for Oklahoma FFA. And we had several, eight, in fact, National Proficiency Award winners here in 2010. Here's another one of those young people who won one of those National Proficiency Awards for themselves on behalf of their chapter as well as the state of Oklahoma.
We're talking now with Cassandra Pfeiffer. Cass, let's talk a little bit about your National Proficiency Award. This is the second time that you've won a National Proficiency Award, so congratulations on that. Tell me about this year.
This year it was... I wasn't as nervous up on stage as last year, but it was still nerve-wracking, and it was just still an overwhelming feeling whenever they're up there and they call out your name. You're like, ooh.
Freeze for a second, right?
Yeah.
Great. Now tell me about the project.
My project consists of, I work for Pfeiffer Farms, and it's a diversified operation. I help maintain 100 registered cattle and 500 commercial cows used for embryo transfer, as well as 800 stocker cattle and 400 boar cross does. So I work with cattle and goats every day, and I'm just in charge of maintaining different things within those herds.
Now, you're actually, this is something that you all do what on kind of a contract basis, I believe, with Express, right?
Yeah, the embryo transfer program with the commercial cattle. I work with the staff at Express Ranches and set up the recip cows and implant the embryos through them, though.
You've learned a lot of skills. Tell me about some of the things you've learned as you've worked with cattle through the years.
Just learning about the different vaccinations, herd health, as well as feeding and nutrition and breeding cattle as well. Just all the basics, I guess, mainly right now. I'm still learning every day, but I've learned so much since I first started my project in the eighth grade. So.
Now, you've had a few other honors along the way as well. I know that you were Oklahoma Beef Ambassador, so busy you couldn't even go to the national contest there. You're working on a special Angus Award that you were trying to achieve.
Yes, actually it's 2 weeks after this. I'm running for Miss American Angus at the at Louisville, so that's one of my goals, so hopefully I can obtain that.
So you had to do some study on that as well to get ready?
Yes, it's a lot of studying for that one.
Well, congratulations. Two national honors down, and I guess another one on the way, maybe.
Thank you. Thank you.